Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In Hank and Jim, the 50-year friendship of Henry Fonda and James Stewart, author Scott Eyman meticulously chronicles the decades-long friendship between two of Hollywood's greatest icons. Against the backdrop of a rapidly evolving film industry and a world undergoing massive change, Fonda and Stewart's relationship endured with a surprising and enduring strength. Eyman delves into their personal and professional lives with a keen eye, revealing the complexities of their characters, their differing political views, and how their bond withstood the test of time, personal trials, and the shifting sands of fame. This book is not just a dual biography, but a vivid snapshot of 20th-century American cinema and culture, told through the lens of a friendship that remained remarkably consistent and resilient. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Origins of a Lifelong Friendship. The book opens by exploring how Henry Fonda and James Stewart, two young men from markedly different backgrounds, met in the early days of their careers and formed a bond that would become a defining element of their lives. Eyman examines their meeting in 1930s New York, where their shared ambition for stage acting and a natural camaraderie set the foundation for a lifelong friendship. Despite their contrasting personalities, Fonda's intensity and social activism versus Stewart's affable everyman and political conservatism, their relationship thrived. Eyman paints a portrait of two men whose commitment to each other's success and well-being underscores the depth of their connection, providing an engaging look at the early years that paved the way for decades of friendship. Secondly, navigating Hollywood's golden age. As Fonda and Stewart's careers took off, Eyman guides readers through the tumultuous landscape of Hollywood's golden age, illustrating how their friendship withstood the pressures of fame, creative differences, and the evolving landscape of American cinema. He details their professional highs and lows, personal struggles, marriages, and the ways in which their careers intersected and diverged. Despite the competitiveness of the industry, their support for each other never waned, showcasing a remarkable sense of loyalty and respect. This portion of the book not only chronicles their individual achievements, but also reflects on Hollywood's historical context, highlighting how their work influenced and was influenced by societal changes. Thirdly, politics and personal beliefs. One of the more compelling dynamics explored in the book is how Fonda and Stewart navigated their divergent political beliefs while maintaining a close friendship. Fonda, a known liberal, and Stewart, a conservative, found themselves on opposite ends of the political spectrum, especially during the turbulent eras of the Vietnam War and the civil rights movement. Eyman addresses the maturity and understanding with which they approached their differences, viewing their friendship as a private sanctuary that was untouched by external controversies. This segment offers fascinating insights into how deeply personal convictions were set aside in the interest of preserving their bond, serving as a powerful commentary on the nature of true friendship. Fourthly, Later Years and Enduring Legacy. Scott Eyman doesn't merely stop with the golden era of Hollywood, but also delves into the later years of Fonda and Stewart's lives, exploring how their friendship evolved as they aged and how it influenced their legacies. He describes their semi-retirement, the loss of loved ones, and their reflections on a life in the limelight. This exploration into their twilight years is deeply poignant, shedding light on the realities of aging, the permanence of true friendship, and the impact of legacy. Eyman's narrative captures the essence of what it means to live a full life, underscored by the unwavering support of a true friend. Lastly, Hollywood iconography and the personal dimension. Eyman masterfully intersects the public personas and private lives of Fonda and Stewart, providing readers with an in-depth look at the role of iconography in Hollywood and its effect on personal identity. Through interviews, personal letters, and a wealth of historical data, he reveals how two of the most recognizable figures in cinema balance their public and private selves. This section not only illuminates the lives of Fonda and Stewart, but also serves as a reflective lens on the nature of fame, friendship, and personal growth against the backdrop of a rapidly changing world. In conclusion, Scott Eyman's Hank and Jim, the 50-year friendship of Henry Fonda and James Stewart, offers a profound exploration into the nature of friendship, set against the golden backdrop of Hollywood. It is a must-read for fans of cinema, history enthusiasts, and anyone interested in the complexities of lasting friendships. Eyman's narrative is a testament to the enduring bond between Fonda and Stewart, providing valuable lessons on loyalty, resilience, and the importance of bridging ideological divides. This book not only celebrates the legendary careers of its subjects, but also highlights how their friendship can inspire others to value and nurture their own relationships. It underscores the profound impact a true friendship can have on one's life and legacy, making it a relevant and enriching read for people from all walks of life. If you would like to support Scott Eyman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.